sitting pat there at 11.
We're on. Action.
We're back from recess. Gentlemen, just to follow up on this last issue we had, which was regarding the Shadow Rock Trail, a continuation of that, if you will, I think that we need to reschedule that and chat about it. We can do that under contractual, since there is a contract that I've seen for the first time this morning. I really like the time to go through that. I did have an opportunity during recess to chat with the mayor, and we will set up a meeting where we're going to go in depth and go through this agreement. County board appointments.
So, if I can, I think that was mine. If not, it should have been mine. Maybe everyone's.
Where are we?
All right. So, it's right here. So, the request from the IDA was to ask if we would consider appointing Mr. Ron Potter to the IDA board. Now, I have not researched if an elected official can serve on the IDA board, but I wanted to make that, the IDA has requested that, so that was the first thing I wanted to discuss was that. The second thing was, if you didn't know, on Monday, Sarah Kleinfelder tendered her resignation for planning and zoning. After some discussion with Bob Ashley, Bob and I spent some time together at the DNR meeting, which we're not here to talk about, but in that discussion, Bob had identified that the statutes that we operate planning and zoning under, in fact, say what they do, what we thought they said, which was that we're supposed to choose representatives from the unincorporated areas. And in the event, it goes even to further extent that the entire township is incorporated, that township would have no representation. So it's very, very specific that you're supposed to have someone who's not from the incorporated areas. Once Bob identified that and was confirmed that, he came to me and we talked about it. And I said, well, since we know this now to be, that you're comfortable with that decision, with everything that's coming up on the agenda and the docket for plan and zoning, I'd rather do it sooner versus later, because basically it's we've got to make it right. So anyway, Ms. Kleinfelder tendered her resignation, and so I think you heard Sean Pingleton was voted to be the chairperson, and then Susan Martin is the vice chair of plan and zoning.
Does he not live within the city limits of Branson? He does not.
They did all the checking, and that Sarah Kleinfelder was the only one who, what Bob did on whatever day that was with DNR, had all the addresses reviewed and all the permanent home residents, and they were.
This took place Friday.
No, it actually took place, I think. Didn't I go to DNR Monday? Because I went to DNR. Friday, it took place Monday afternoon. Because P&Z had some agenda Monday at 6 o'clock, so Bob felt that he wanted to go ahead and resolve it sooner because he finally had resolution, and I respected Bob for that, and anytime you ask anybody to resign off the board, it's never a pleasant situation. I think Sarah's done a phenomenal job serving, and her willingness to help the county and the community. So I'm going to regret her not being able to serve in that capacity, but we have to follow the rules. But now we have a vacancy in that township.
Jim, there was some other people at the same time of Sarah's reappointment that were interested. I'd like to go back and see who those individuals were.
He's there now, but he lives in the unincorporated area. One name that was surfaced already is Dave Clemens. Dave Clemens on BOA.
Clemenson.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Clemenson. Clemenson. He is the same township and has expressed interest in serving on P&Z. He lives in the unincorporated part of that township.
Okay. He's been on BOA for 20-some years or so.
I know, but he's familiar with the planning and zoning. Anyway, that name has surfaced. And with the, we have a lot of sensitive issues coming before planning and zoning. I'd sure like to have a full quorum settled sooner versus later. But I agree, Danny, we'll pull up all the vacancies, and since the media's here, you know, we are looking, we have vacancies in, a vacancy in the IDA board. We have a vacancy in planning and zoning, and that is the Swan Township, is that correct?
Yes.
Swan Township is where the P&Z person has to reside outside the incorporated area. We also have a vacancy in the, I think, our Transportation Advisory Board in District 5. And what I've asked Nikki to do is have some documents ready for Monday. If people want to know where District 5 is, she'll have some major streets. So if people say, I don't know where District 5 is, but I live on, if you're near this street, then you may be in that district. Currently, we've had a vacancy, and we have no one who actually has applied for that position. And I think it's probably because they don't know where they live in relation to the district.
That is, in the bylaws of the transportation district, that is not a absolute necessity. It is a recommended
it's a recommended
appointment.
Correct.
From that district.
Right. And then the Senior Citizens Board, if you remember back a while back, Bonnie Matteson had resigned when she retired from Hollister. And then, so we had a list of people from, I think what we talked about it was from the west side, just replace her position. I would like to, there is a lady named Pat Campbell who lives over in the Branson area that I'd like you guys, if you want to meet with her, or I can set up a time for you guys to meet with her. That would be my recommendation.
For which board?
The senior citizen, because that one has a vacancy, and we've had some names for a while. I've been looking over the names.
The recommendation was that we get it from the same area, because we tried to...
Correct. We tried to balance it out.
We tried to balance that out, and Monty served on the western side there, so...
Right. So... if you want, because we're covering a lot of things, we also need to talk about, if there's not enough, BOE. We have two vacancies. The BOE terms expired 12/31/11, and it's time for us to have some board appointments, because I think we're supposed to swear them in, like, in a couple weeks.
Let's talk about formation, gentlemen. Have we settled on how we want the board formed? Is it going to be the five-person board as it has been historically in Taney County, or are we going to consider an all-citizens board? Now, I know we've had the discussion, but I don't remember if there was a vote. If there was no vote, then I assume that it stays the same as it was, unless we do have that vote. Would you? And that falls perfectly well under these county board appointments, because we need to know how many people.
I was the one who was wanting to try to look at altering the formation. We haven't voted. But after talking to some of the key people and knowing how it could be this summer, I'm would be satisfied with leaving the way it has been in the past, unless I have any other input from the other two guys.
Danny, what are your thoughts on it?
No, I would leave it just like it is and try to get a couple of citizens that were...
Well, either way, gentlemen, that we do it, whether we have a three-person citizens board or a five-person board that has two citizens, we have to find a number of citizens to appoint.
Mm-hmm.
Minimally two.
Yeah.
Correct.
I believe that we also need to address the hours in the day that we're going to have those meetings, and that's got to be part of the appointments process, because if we ask somebody to come in and work 12-hour days, some of them are going to say no.
Well, and I have submitted in your mailboxes that recommendation based off of scheduling conflicts and various things that we have that are not movable. And you've got it in your hand, I think, right there, don't
no,
you?
No, this is one that I came up with.
Okay. I went ahead and posted Saturdays because I thought we were going to need Saturdays, but we can always take the Saturdays off the calendar. And
based upon...
I'm not excited about working Saturdays.
I don't mind working. I looked at what you had placed, and with one except, well, a couple of exceptions. What I did was move the regular hours from 9 to 5 every day, with the exception of regular commission meeting days, and making it 1 to 5.
Okay.
That way we have an opportunity to meet the county commission in the morning and take care of county commission business. At any time that we want to extend the hours of BOE, we could do that. You just work late.
Right. We just continue on.
And any time that we want to add Saturdays, I believe we could add them. But this would give a starting point. Let me let you look at that.
And that's fine. I was looking over your shoulder. I mean, it's the same dates. The same blackout dates are the same dates.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The only thing is here that, let me show you why this date may or may not work well for me.
Well, if it doesn't, we would still have four others, correct?
You already got it.
Here, right here. So
possibly we wouldn't have it that date, but we can decide.
Everything else is fine.
What do you think about that, sir? With the exception of this day.
And I just have to see what I...
Let me state that we did have set one day, or had discussion about one day that we would go into the evening.
Well, once we get started, right here at 9 to 8, 8 o'clock at 9.
That's fine. Do we want to do that more than one date?
Well, we may, but based upon what she schedules.
Okay, that's fine.
Donna, can you come up for just a second?
She gave me what I she had what I had submitted.
I don't have notes because I have people going on vacation there in that time period, so. You guys need to see it?
No,
here.
It's fine.
Oh. 1 to 5 instead of 10 to 5. 9 to 5, 9 to 5, 9 to 5, and you have that Saturday not work. In fact, you've taken all the Saturdays away. Which is fine because I was trying to figure out how I was going to do overtime.
I mean, the only thing I was thinking is if we have to, the 30th, we'll just have to go until it's done.
Well, and here I put until 8, we may have to put additional. Coming in through here, we'll find out what we need to do to work late nights. What I'd like for you to do, if these gentlemen agree, is to have you start filling them from this date forward rather than placing people at the end.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to craft everything to the front because, and I'd appreciate it if you guys would try and make your decisions the same day as your appointment. Because one of the things that was time-consuming was we had to review the minutes to bring everybody up to speed on what we had discussed in the prior meeting. So it would really help. I know that sometimes it's difficult to make a decision. More people.
Do you also have a list of the days that they're having the BOE board member training?
I think I do have an email. I would like to also hold this date back, too.
28th, I have 9 to 11.
Yeah.
You want it completely out?
Just hold, yeah, I mean, it's only 2 hours. Let's just hold it out until, let's hold these two dates out until I can get more information on those 2 days.
Okay. What about,
Don, take this and make a copy of it.
Right. What about,
let me search that.
Decision. We always before have did a allowed an hour for decision on previous cases.
Hour at the end of the day to kind of recap.
Right.
Remember we did that in case we had anything undone.
Even at this scheduling like this, because the board members will have to be here, you might allow that and not schedule
the last hour of each day.
Well, my suggestion is we let her set appointments at that time, and then following that, we will post that we're going to be there longer. But that would be for appointments. We might. You're talking an hour to discuss what had been there during the day?
Mm-hmm. Correct. And how it's been is
it? Oh, you're saying do it 4 to 5 instead of 5 to 6.
Do it 4 to 5.
Right.
Yeah.
Do it 4 to 5 and then that.
Let's see how we're doing on appointments.
We can do that and see how we're doing on appointments. But we've always done that in the past, and it's proved very valuable because you don't have to go back. Your paperwork is all right there in front of you. You don't have to go back and pull it forward and research and discuss on what you talked about earlier that day. And
still breaking out for lunch from noon to 1?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to swear in the BOE on June 6th at 9:30. Is that what you have said, Donna?
I'm going to read those statutes again and make sure, because that's where we have the conflict. There's the swearing-in date, and we also have the conflict of the last day for appointments to be set is actually in June. But we won't have the data.
You mean to accept appointments?
Yes, I'm sorry, to accept appointments.
Yeah.
So the BOE technically has to meet and then change that date.
Okay, let's talk about that on the 6th. You give us a little agenda for things to do on that day.
You'll have, what we'll do, Juan, is we put together an agenda, and it'll have the BOE number, the property number, the name, the original value, what their request is, and then a spot for you to make the change, and then you'll have two lines for notes.
No, I understand that. What I meant was an agenda for items that we need to make decisions on that day.
On the first day, you mean, yes.
Yeah. So that if there's a way to extend, to accept appointments, different things that you need from us that we need to answer for you.
That'd be awesome.
All right.
Yeah. In fact, I have several questions I'm going to ask Jim today as chairperson.
All right. I saw that. Yeah. All right.
And I need to remember that. The way that we're trying to set things up for you. Anything else from me?
Thank you. Because I'm trying to get you an answer. I know who sent me the... My gosh, I'm embarrassed.
You should be.
Okay, then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get void members to appoint it soon so I can get them online?
No.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it today, right now. You're going to make a copy of that and get that back to me then?
Right now?
Well, you don't have to do it right now, but if you want to get that back... And one for them. Thank you very much. All right, gentlemen, continuing on with the positions, board appointed positions.
That's all I've got. I mean, I'm ready to move forward, but I think what I can do is make recommendations, put them in your boxes. And
This is Thursday?
Today is Thursday.
What if we could get a copy of what those vacancies are by tomorrow, schedule this for next Thursday, and make appointments?
We could. Jillian traditionally is over the board book, and that'll be her first day back, so it may be a little aggressive, but she has...
It's just who's not currently serving, and we think there's, what, about five?
Five or six. The other thing is the length of terms and the dates of terms and all that, because we've missed some key dates. So the terms that we appoint will be shorter.
So if we can get them next week and we can review them prior to Thursday, that would be helpful.
Yes, sir.
Is that all right, Dan?
Yeah.
We'll add that.
I'll send her a note to say.
Add board vacancy.
And some of those people that we've contacted in the past that have been on the list, I'll have to recontact them, see if they're still interested. The ones that I would have the recommendation.
What have you typically, gentlemen, paid the citizenry for serving on BOE?
I don't know the answer.
All we're paying is mileage.
Well, gentlemen, if we're going to be working somewhere between 8 and 12-hour days with BOE and we want to attract a couple of people that will serve days, evenings, weekends, I think we need to set a commensurate amount of money to the task.
I'm not sure about the statute.
If you would look that up, I don't think there is a number established for BOE, but there may be. I'm not following what you mean.
I'll make some phone calls and get back to you.
Thank you, Donna.
Write that down at the same time as the board appointments, review of statutory payment of those members.
I know that, for example, I'm confident that Missouri law provides X amount maximum for P&Z. It may, in fact, for sewer board members. It doesn't for many, and what it does is place any per diem amount that they could be paid by expenses only, but we really need to know that one.
Okay.
as well. What other board appointments are you guys? You mentioned...
Well, the ones I know of, the BOA has expired, and we have to either reappoint or appoint BOA members. We have an IDA position, senior citizens board position.
Who is it on the IDA? BOA, if I may ask.
Oh, they're all up and due.
They're all due.
Yep. We've got two, if not four, on the airport board that had terms that expired. We have one on PNZ, like I mentioned. We've got two for BOE. We have one for Transportation Advisory Board.
Okay.
And that's the ones I know of. And I think that's the most current. I looked at that last week. So BOA is three. It's a three-person. The IDA is one. What does that say?
One, senior citizens.
Yeah, one there. This may be up as four. And just to let you know, on the airport, there is criteria that was set forth when we formed that board. We need to double-check that if we reappoint, we want to make sure we meet the requirements that the bylaws say. Because I don't want to have another situation. And I've found something that may mean that we can't reappoint one person. So I got to double-check that. I know they have a good team out there, but once again, if the rules are the rules, we have to follow them.
I would really like for us to be in a position to make these appointments by no later than next Thursday, if we can do that.
Nice. Ready. I'll be ready. I'll have names submitted for you guys what my recommendations are.
Any more comments regarding county board appointments, gentlemen?
Sir, no, sir.
K Highway update.
That would be Nikki Lawrence. Danny put that on.
I put it on there, and basically, when they had the park board meeting the other night, they voted unanimously to accept the KDOT park and the along with the filling of the. Which is a combined effort, but they voted on it that way because that's the way the Corps had it established, that if we took in the park, then that they would consider the filling in of the dip there for the lake raising to not cut the citizens and the boat dock off. So they voted unanimously to do that, and that's
okay.
An update that I was giving you.
Do we need to take action then, or?
Not until we get the Corps,
their documents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just if I can backtrack one thing, I finally found the information looking for. BOE workshop, June 9th, there's one in Springfield. And it looks like it starts from 9:30 to 3 p.m. So there's actually, looks like, six of them across the state, but the closest one to us is Springfield.
Is there not a workshop that's before the day that we're sworn in, which is the 6th?
We have one the 1st in Union County, or Union City. No, it's Union, Missouri, Union City. We also have one that's on the 1st of June. We have
set
one
up in
Camdenton.
Franklin County, Union? That's all right, I'm sorry. Camdenton's one?
May 24th. Shelbyville, Missouri, June 2nd.
The one in Camdenton. Be the next closest.
That's the closest?
That's the closest one prior to the day that you're sworn in.
Yeah. That would be very helpful if there would be attendance by the ones at least that hadn't attended the meetings before.
Well,
the reason I thought we'd already signed you guys up, I thought I got an email from somebody saying we're going to go up and look at it.
That would be for Springfield on the 9th?
I believe so.
Knowing my very efficient office, if that's the case, then I probably will have an email or a calendar. Let me look at my calendar, the 9th. Well, I see that it's been down as a tentative, so it's there, sir. A reservation must be made to hold your place. So,
and I will not be attending that one. I've already...
On the 9th?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I figure if you got me down for that, then you can call and cancel mine.
Nothing's...
I think that's our commission office is going to schedule that. Just telling us. Or is that you going to schedule?
I don't remember.
Well, this email's from Nikki, so I'll make sure I send.
Well, the soonest would be next Tuesday.
At Camden.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have a hard time getting your report into this
area. Maybe. Yeah.
Well, especially if we don't have them.
I'm thinking that the people that would be interested in serving on that might attend it anyway.
I was thinking you guys ought to go twice.
I thought the way Danny acts, he knows it all, so I don't even know why he should be teaching the class.
I said he ought to go twice.
We don't want to imply that we've already chosen somebody either.
That doesn't mean that at all.
No.
Okay.
And we're stuck with Danny. I mean, so I...
No, there isn't. There hadn't been a choice. There hadn't been a conversation or anything, but there might be somebody that's interested in the process. And as a matter of fact, some of the citizens that come forward that have no idea when they come up and request something might want to attend the thing.
Anything else on K Highway update? Or any of the board appointments that fell prior that were...
It was an excellent update, by the way.
Still chatting about.
Enjoyed it.
Gentlemen, anything else?
Well, I unfortunately postponed to a definite time at 10:45 of agenda discussions, and now we are sitting 45 minutes prior to. But I guess we can come back and recess till 10:45.
Well, Dan?
Could I say something on the KY? Or KY? KY.
Highway K?
Okay. Jim?
Yes, sir.
In the discussions that you've had with FEMA?
Yes, sir.
Those people, have they contacted, or is there any way that we can check on contact by the vote doc or the people that have been affected over there in that area?
What we have is we have the... There's a way to get a complete detailed registration. As of Monday, we only had 122 people. The challenge we're having is we're making an estimate of how many people we think were affected. So, yeah, there is a way for us to get a detailed report of where the affected area is. The fastest way, knowing how the reporting is if you want to call the owner and just say, have you called in? We think there's 250 to 300 families, businesses, entities were affected, so we're less than halfway there. So we can find out, but I don't believe there's a quick way to do it.
Okay, I've called twice to
them
check on that situation, and I cannot. I don't know whether the moving of the dock or the lines have tore loose or what, but I can't get response to no one down there. So I would appreciate a phone call if anybody's listening from.
We can always ask to get a detailed report and see if. From Melissa in Emergency Management, just not sure that
right.
that they can get that quickly.
Do we want to do that or not?
I mean, the discussion is, well, even if we recess, we can recess and come back at 10:45.
I know, but just...
I think it would help. It would help. But we can, whatever you want to do.
Well, I'm going to make this note to you very quickly before we stand in recess. Having returned from a county meeting last night, out west. I brought a paper for you guys to take a look at and what's going on in sheriff's departments across the country. Headline, Sheriff's Office issuing 800 layoff notices. As hard as what we, it's hard to, an issue as it was for us during budget time. Mm-hmm. It is way, way, way worse in many counties across this country. It is. The stories I heard were horrendous. But anyway, gentlemen, we'll stand in recess till 10:45.